This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's all you need to remember right there.
It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Easy to get a little down and out. A little bummed out. Look at things happening all around you, but then you look up at that flag and say, what else has happened under that flag? We can get through this. Right, Kev?
And we will.
And we will. As we have many other times before. Exactly right. Trooper Talk is back on What's On Your Mind. We love this. Opportunity for you to ask the trooper from the North Dakota Highway Patrol anything on your mind, maybe something you've seen on the road, maybe a question about when this happens, what do you do then? Road construction, I'm always amazed at all the questions that come up for the troopers. So have at it today on the program, 701-258-0550. You can text in your questions to 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor. Experience, quality, reliability, safety above all. They take you further. Commercial, farm-grade equipment, storage, commercial buildings. They got what you need. They're the number one Brock Bin dealer in the U.S. Is that not the greatest or what? Locally owned, turnkey convenience with factory-direct product. And they have grain bin storage in stock right now. Go to gatewaybuilding.com to find out more or call them at 800-747-4499. 800-747-4499. Sergeant Wade Cattermist is here from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, Safety and Education Officer, to take your questions and comments today. Welcome back to Trooper Talk, Sergeant Wade.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Glad to have you, and welcome those calls, questions, and comments right now. Michael in Tioga, let's start with you. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Jim the flagpole guy. My wife and I had him out several years ago to put a huge flagpole in the front of our property, and it is just gorgeous. Any patriots out there that need a flagpole? You call Jim the flagpole guy.
How good do you feel when you look at that flag every day, Michael, when all the other swirl of news and things are happening kind of lifts your spirits, doesn't it?
Oh, look, probably come right out of my shirt. I'm just overjoyed.
Good for you. It's a good antidote for everything else that's going on, a good way to just reset your compass a little bit. So thanks for the shout out. Jim the flagpole guy does great work, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. You have heard about Jim over the years and thought, gosh, I should do what Michael did in Tioga. ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 701-571-FLAG. Thanks for that, Michael. Appreciate it. Keith in Wahpeton on the Trooper Talk gets us started. Go ahead, Keith.
Yes, my question is, we're running down the highway and we see police lights behind us, and they're heading to something else. Are we obligated to pull over?
Yes, you're required to pull over whenever. Yes, you are.
Okay.
When you see the red and blue and white lights behind you, there is a requirement under law that you pull over and or move over as far as you can to the right and come to a stop.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
I don't know where you're going with this, Keith, but I'm always amazed at the amount of people that don't know that, because to me it's like common courtesy, regardless of whether it's a law or not, right?
That's what I always thought, but there's always been an argument with other people in the vehicle, and they're like, you don't have to pull over. And I said, yes, you should just pull over and stop.
Yes, you know, especially, you know, and by the time we come up on a vehicle, if somebody's slowing down, pulling over, are you actually going to come to a stop at times? Probably not, you know, because, you know, law enforcement's moving and have to get to a location. But it's especially important when in the urban areas, you know, if law enforcement or an ambulance or a fire truck needs to get to somewhere, it's important that those vehicles move over, slow down and move over.
Okay.
Now you know, Keith, you can win the argument next time that comes up because you got the straight scoop on Trooper Talk.
That's right.
All right, Keith, thank you. Keith in Wahpeton, your calls, questions, and comments on anything for the Troopers today, welcome at 701-258-0550. Texting your questions to 701-237-1590. One of the topics we want to cover today is the fact that troopers across the state, we understand, have noticed a spike in individuals fleeing from traffic stops, especially in the Bismarck-Mandan area. And now there's some extra airplane assets that are tracking down these individuals. What's going on there, Sergeant Wade?
Well, I think just in general, over the past year, I know troopers have noticed a number of individuals just fleeing traffic stops in general across the state. And it's been really evident here in the Bismarck area. Troopers, you know, obviously they're doing their duties out there, but they're also monitoring other agencies' frequencies and hear it happening quite often. So we have been working with the local law enforcement here in the Bismarck-Mandan area to conduct some airplane details where we coordinate with these agencies when we know that they're going to be out actively conducting traffic stops. We'll have the plane up monitoring the stop and, you know, just in case anything occurs. And unfortunately, we did one a detail. I don't know. It wasn't this last weekend, but the weekend before. And we ended up getting involved in two or three different pursuits where their aircraft was able to track the individual back to a location, and then they were able to be taken into custody.
Good. And when they flee, is it like as soon as they realize they're being pulled over for something, it turns into a high-speed chase, or they wait to be pulled over and then take off while the officer's coming out? How do they? What's most often occurring?
Most often, if the individual is being stopped for a traffic violation, at times individuals will just flee or run right away. And depending on the location, law enforcement won't necessarily pursue, because in the urban locations where you have more traffic, that presents a greater danger to the public, you know, when you decide to pursue somebody. So at that time, the pursuit's terminated. And when you have an airplane overhead, it's a lot easier to track and follow the individual, and a lot safer for the public and for the officers.
Interesting. Deanne Bismarck for Trooper Way, go ahead. Hi, Deanne, are you there?
I am here.
Go ahead with your question or comment.
I'll try to explain this as best as I can. Okay, so if I have it's a four-way intersection. So there's a road going north, south, east, west. But there is, let's say, a stop sign only for the north and south traffic. So we have to yield to east and west traffic. If two cars come to both stop signs, one on the north side, one on the south side, and let's just say one is turning left, does it follow the rules of a four-way stop as to whoever stopped first is the one who gets to go first, or do they have to yield to the oncoming traffic if that person's turning? Hopefully that makes sense.
You explained it pretty well. I got a visual of it.
Yeah. Yep, I got a good visual of it. You know, normally, you know, we have the rules of the road where we talk about common courtesy. if, let's say, there's no one else coming for crossing traffic, the individual that stops first usually is the one that goes first. But when you look at our North Dakota Sentry Code, it's actually the first one that's going to be entering the intersection would have the right of way. But obviously the people at the stop signs would have to yield to the traffic, you know, the through traffic that don't have a stop sign, if that makes sense.
Traffic, but if I get to the stop sign first and I'm going to turn left, but the guy across from me is going to go straight across, it's, if there was an accident, that's kind of what I'm curious as to who would be in the wrong.
So let's say you both stop at the stop sign and you both enter the intersection at the same time. A vehicle turning left would have to yield then to the vehicle going straight.
Okay.
Does that help, Deanne?
Okay. Yeah, it's just if you're at different, if you stop at different times, should you just wait for that car that's crossing to go first? Should you always yield to, if you're turning into oncoming traffic, that guy coming across, should you just wait?
All right, we'll give you the final answer on this question when we come.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that is today. We're part of this team with Mike Lindell and his crew. And they love rewarding you with great deals all the time. There's a new deal now out there, the standard MyPillow. Normally $69.98, it's only $19.98. Do the math on that. Saving $40. Isn't that great or what? Also, discounts right now on MyPillow towels, sheets, mattress toppers, my slippers, and more. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, to get this deal, $19.98 for Mike's standard MyPillow, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Made in the USA, 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last, 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting that quality sleep you not only want, but you need to stay healthy. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028. Also, remember, you can get all the same deals and sometimes even some special deals at frankspeech.com. Just also there, remember to use the promo code Scott. Back with Trooper Wade from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Wade Cadmus with us today answering your questions or comments on Trooper Talk. Texts are pouring in, so I'm going to get to a few of those. Calls welcome, too, at 258-0550. But did we give her a final answer, Wade?
Well, I'd like to just kind of follow up on that. So whenever a driver stops at a stop sign, obviously they got to stop, but then they shall yield the right-of-way to any vehicle that's already in the intersection or a vehicle that's approaching from, you know, a different roadway. So, you know, in her instance, if the vehicle going straight stops and then the vehicle going that's going to turn left stops, but for some reason the vehicle turning left enters the intersection before the stop, the vehicle going straight enters the intersection, then they need to yield the right of way. So
bit of a puzzle. Rule of thumb would be common courtesy, but she was trying to get at who would be in the wrong if one of those situations occur.
Yeah,
and that's what that's what you're answering, how to sort that out.
Yeah, you would have to determine who was in the intersection first.
Got it. All right, so just some text here. Why don't they ever enforce improper lane changes, writes this listener? Everyone turning a corner crosses multiple lanes instead of taking the closest lane until they can safely move over. First of all, what's the law there?
Well, when you're making a right-hand turn, you're supposed to make the turn as close as possible to the right-hand curb. So if you're going from or turning into a multi-lane roadway, you need to turn into the lane farthest to the right. That way that allows other traffic to pass by you going in the direction you're turning. And then also when you're making a left-hand turn, obviously you position your vehicle in a turn lane if there is. And then the same thing, turning into the lane as close as practical to the lane you're turning into. Because when you're cutting across traffic or multiple lanes, you know, you may require other vehicles that are already on that roadway to slow down. So you're basically not yielding to them as well.
And that's the law, regardless of whether or not anybody's coming or whether that lane's open.
Well, it is for the right-hand turns, but for the left turns, it's not as clear. So that's where, you know, you may get away with it if there's no other traffic there. But if you're making a left-hand turn and you cut across lanes that interferes with other traffic, you know, that could be an issue then.
Got it. Okay. And to the enforcement issue, is that, you know, a subject of some specialized enforcement from time to time? If a law enforcement officer is seeing that, would there likely be, you know, someone that will be stopped for that? Talk about the claim that it's never enforced.
It is enforced, but it's probably not as widely as enforced as your speeding violations, your stop signs, your stoplight violations.
All right. Texas says motorcycles going well over the speed limit seems to be increasing. I've heard that Fargo officers, per standing operating procedures, are not allowed to chase them for speeding. Evidently, officers being told they are not to pursue motorcycles. Don't know which agency he's speaking for there, or she is, but what about motorcycles? And I happen to see this on the interstates a lot, weaving between traffic and going at, you know, crazy speeds. I'm thinking, wow. A, reckless. B, I hope they're going to run into somebody that is enforcing not only speed but also the reckless driving. What about that, Sergeant Wade?
Well, I think just in general, these high-performance motorcycles can outdo any type of police car that's out there right now. You know, I mean, they're just so – they're smaller, they're more maneuverable. you know, and they can reach high speeds in a short amount of time. So yeah, they're probably going to be able to outpace a squad car. And just for those instances, those were one of the reasons too that we've had the airplane up as well. Is we've been able to track a few of these motorcyclists that have fled law enforcement back to a location and take them into custody. You know, and as far as pursuit policies, each agency is different. The patrol's pursuit policy is, I mean, obviously on the open highway, we're going to have that ability to pursue individuals, you know, and just depending on the circumstances. But then when we get into a more urban area or a city or town, you know, then we're going to pull back and pull off because we don't want to endanger the lives of other motorists or other citizens.
What is the law related to, you know, lane changes with a motorcycle? I mean, obviously, you're able to go between the traffic, but is that legal?
No, it isn't. I mean, I know there's some states that actually allow motorcyclists to travel between lanes. You know, if you're in a multi-lane roadway, they're able to travel between lanes. But, you know, not in North Dakota. They still need to maintain their lane. They're still afforded all the same rights as other vehicles, you know, but they're not given special rights. So, you know, they shouldn't be trying to bypass traffic up on the shoulder or between vehicles.
All right. More texts I'm going to get to. And by the way, if you have other questions or comments for our guest today, Trooper Talk on What's On Your Mind with Sergeant Wade Cadmus, Safety and Education Officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Welcome those. Calls 258-0550. Text at 237-1590. Let's see here. How much monitoring do they do of off-farm trucks? Had a beat truck with his signal on. If he was entering the interstate, I was exiting. I made my turn. He continued straight, almost totaled my truck. Had this happen twice this beat season. I know guys with little or no experience that are driving during harvest. So, again, the question is monitoring farm trucks.
I mean, we monitor commercial motor vehicles in general, and we know that this time of year, there are obviously more farm trucks on the road during harvest season. We do have specialized troopers that do go out and monitor these vehicles, especially for weight enforcement. But, you know, normally...
Hold that thought. We'll finish on the other side of the break related to farm vehicles. Wade, don't go away. Some calls coming in, too. So we'll get to all of you on Trooper Talk today. Love it. Brought to you by Action Movers. Guess what? That great deal, the lowest local move rate in North Dakota, lowest advertised rate in 20 years from Action Movers, $99 per hour for two men on a truck when you mention Scott, is expiring at the end of the month. If you book your move before the end of the month, you can take advantage of it. Call 566-5532. Mention Scott, Action Movers.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional cropland in Eddy and Foster counties near New Rockford in Carrington, North Dakota, and notable hunting and cropland in Logan County, North Dakota. You can view all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com or call a Piper's land auctioneer or equipment auctioneer today at 877-700-4099.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today's printers are high-end computers. That's why you want the folks from Advanced Business Methods on the job, working with you to keep them secure, provide quality output and reliability. And Advanced Business Methods is soon having their 50th anniversary. How about that? 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best service you'll find anywhere. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All right, we're chatting with Sergeant Wade Cattermas today from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. It's a Trooper Talk edition of What's on Your Mind, where your questions and comments on any and all issues related to what the troopers are seeing out there and what the rules of the world are. Wade is the Safety and Education Officer with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Just to finish on the enforcement of farm trucks and the issues you see often with the farm trucks, anything else you want to say there, Wade?
No, you know, and it's for like that example that the caller had, if there's a trooper out there and he is specifically looking for like size and weight violations and he does observe some other traffic violations, you know, they should be taking care of that as well.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go to Dave and Butnow for Sergeant Wade. Go ahead, Dave. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we got a lot of folks in our area with these gators and ATVs driving around on the road, and some of them are actually road legal, even though they certainly don't have to meet the same safety standards as a regular car. But when they have kids in them, are those kids supposed to be in child seats? And I'll just listen on the radio. Thanks.
Well, you know, depending on the age of the child, a lot of those ATVs, the manufacturer actually recommends that anybody under 12 not ride in them. But, you know, if they are riding in them, then they should be buckled up according to North Dakota law. If they're required to have a child restraint, then the child restraint needs to be installed according to the restraints manufacturer guidelines. You know, and I don't know of a lot of manufacturer guidelines that, you know, even allow for child restraints to be put into those type of vehicles.
Julie Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Julie, with your question or comment for Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I just have a question. When you come to a roundabout, are you supposed to signal for the direction you're ultimately going in, like to go right or to go left? To go straight, obviously not. But you still signal to go right or left in a roundabout?
Yes, because you are changing directions from one direction to the other. So whenever you change directions, you need to signal your intention.
Okay, thank you.
Now you know, Julie. Appreciate that call. Mark and Minot, you're next. Go ahead and what's on your mind?
Just Mark? Did you call for Mark?
I did. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh. Sorry, there was static. As a rural carrier up here around Minot, I just want to give a shout-out compliment
to the semi-drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the respect that they show that I receive while I'm parked alongside a road at a mailbox on a real busy highway. So compliments to the semi-drivers, and just a comment to you troopers, thank you for being out there.
Well, thank you for what you do too, sir.
That's nice, Mark. Thank
Have
you.
A
little shout out to the 18-wheelers, the semi-drivers. Appreciate that. Tough time for them right now, too. Texter says, are blue forward-facing lights illegal in North Dakota, like the fog headlights under glow and the Uber lights?
Yes, they are. You can't have blue light facing or on your vehicle.
All right. An answer there. Back to the crossing lanes question. Someone wanted to know a little clarification with winter coming up. If there are finger drifts in a particular lane, does that change the rules there?
No.
All right. Gotta tough it out with the finger drifts. Another texter. And by the way, texts welcome, 237-1590. Calls welcome, 258-0550. All kinds of questions today. Been a fun one when the trooper talked with Sergeant Wade. So 258-0550 with your questions or comments, or text at 237-1590. Let's see here. This is an email. I had a cop pass me on Highway 2 yesterday going 120 miles an hour or more. No siren, no lights. Seems dangerous and stupid. Comment there.
Well, you know, I don't disagree. I mean, I don't like going 120 miles an hour myself. So, you know, depending on where that individual is going, you know, I know there's been times where I've responded or tried to catch up to vehicles and I did not want my lights on because I didn't want them to know that I was trying to get up behind them and observe them. So, you know, I have no doubt that that does happen out there, but if it does, I do hope that the officers are utilizing the utmost care and caution and, you know, not making it more of a hazard to what they're doing than what they're trying to catch up to.
Another text. Can a game and fish warden pull you over on a state highway for a traffic violation?
Yes, they can. I do believe they have the authority to do that. So
now you know. Why don't the, it's another text, a different topic. Why don't the officers remove debris from the roads when they see it? I've witnessed this many times where they'll drive by it or around it, not even stop. Are they out on the roads to serve and protect? This includes animal parts often.
Well, you know, I can't answer for every individual officer. I know I do make it a practice to try and remove stuff that I do see, and I know there are officers out there that do it. But I can't necessarily, you know, answer for every officer out there or the ones that don't.
Adam, Texas notes, speeding in general seems to no longer be a concern for law enforcement, both in neighborhoods and particularly on the highway, where I routinely see drivers speeding 20-plus miles over the speed limit. I guess what I'm gleaning out of this is he's saying it's not enforced as much as this particular driver would like. What about that?
Well, I know the patrol, we enforce our speed limits, you know, on a regular basis every day. Just in the last month alone, I would say in the month of September, we actually issued over 3,000 speeding citations across the state. You know, and I know other law enforcement agencies, it's a concern for theirs as well. So I know it's being enforced, but what the caller is seeing is unfortunate is what is occurring day in and day out. You know, drivers just choosing to make the irresponsible decision to speed.
Let's take some calls. They're stacking back up here. Craig and Moorhead, go ahead for Trooper Talk. Sergeant Wade with us today.
Yes, my question is, with your computers in the car, when you run a plate, what information are you instantly getting back? How deep does the info go?
It would just go to the registered owner and, you know, the address, the general information that is for the vehicle.
And
that makes sense?
You could do the registers owner's name then and get more info if you needed to or wanted to?
Yep, you could. You could get more info if you needed to from the registered owner. So.
Okay, thank you.
That's your answer there, Craig. Thank you. Gary in Huron, you're next for Tripper Way. Go ahead. Are you there, Gary?
Gary, yes, this is Gary.
Go ahead. You're up, sir.
Okay, yeah, a question for the trooper. Question regarding rights of way. I am a FedEx Ground driver, and every morning I pick my stuff up at a local parking lot. I meet somebody, and we do our exchange and go on from there. When I leave the parking lot, envision with me, if you will, there is a street that I go southbound on, and it used to be a through street, but the hospital has commandeered the street on the other side of the intersection, so now it has turned into a T intersection. Now, that T intersection is totally unregulated. There are no vehicular traffic signs there at all. Only pedestrian crosswalk signs. So my question is that the person, like on my, in my scenario, I'm headed south. The through street that I come up to is east-west. Okay. I obviously have to yield to my right on that through street. But what about the person to my left? Does that person yield to me or do I have to yield to the person on my left, who is westbound?
So you're on the street that ends then, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then, yeah, you would have to yield to the traffic on that through street, regardless of if they're on your left or right.
Hmm. Well, that's what most people here are saying, but I'll tell you what, that totally shoots to smithereens what I was taught in driver's ed some 50-some years ago. I was taught that if there is a yield sign, yes, you yield both directions. But on a totally uncontrolled, unregulated intersection, your obligation is to yield to the right, as is everyone's obligation to yield to the right. Apparently,
yes,
I've been wrong.
On a four-way intersection, but on the T1, it would be the driver that's on the ending roadway would need to yield to the traffic that's on the through street, because they're going to be entering a new roadway, so they would have to yield to the traffic on that roadway.
Either direction?
Either direction, yes, sir.
Okay, that clarifies it. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Right. Appreciate the call. Texter says if the trooper's looking for a tip, Highway 49 is a racetrack every day, could use some extra law enforcement. So. There you go. If you're looking at the assignment sheet, maybe when I add Highway 49, according to that listener. Thank you very much. Take a short break. Our final segment, we're going to go to Gary in Bismarck and out to Watford City and South Dakota listeners as well. Wanting to weigh in, your calls, questions, and comments. Last chance to get a text in, 701-237-1590 to text us or call us at 258-0550. Fun to get Trooper Talk going again, and a lot of questions on a lot of different topics today. And before we're done, we're going to talk a little bit about the best winter driving tips, too, because that first big snow, we all forget how to drive. So let's not do that. Sergeant Wade Catterbus with us, Safety and Education Officer with the North Carolina Highway Patrol. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Great specials today include lasagna at NP Avenue, pulled pork in Glendon, Salisbury steak in Yulin. How about some Swedish meatballs today? Your choice of either the West Main Avenue West Fargo location or the Valley City location. They have lasagna in Valley City today, too, off exit 292. Goulash off 12th Avenue and I-29. Plus, Wednesday means you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. What's not to love about that at PetroServe USA? Tell them Scott sent you for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. They've got some great deals on some service loaners right now. The Buick Encore GXs, these are service loaners, brand new, almost, all but brand new, and just unbelievable deals on them, at least $3,000 off the MSRP. There's some free money out there, some 0% money, and of course, check out the AT4 lineup from GMC at Schwann Buick GMC. Any questions? 701-214-6372 online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, last chance to get your questions or comments in here for the Trooper today. Trooper Wade Cadmus on the Trooper Talk. Been a busy one, so we're going to get to all of you here. Gary and Bismarck, you're next up. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, just calling in response to that earlier message you covered, where the guy said a trooper pass him at 120. I appreciate the professionalism and the control that the trooper responded with, but there's no way on planet Earth he knew a trooper went past him going 120. If he's going 40 and the trooper passes him at 80, he's going to think he's screaming down the road. So I just thought that was kind of silly for him to claim he passed him at 120. And that's all I have to say. The trooper was very polite not to call that out.
I will admit I wondered how he knew that. that it was 120 miles an hour. But, yeah. He zoomed by him. Yeah. So, anyway, Gary, appreciate the call. Thank you. Dave on the road. You're next. Go ahead.
Hey, with that deal. Well, how do you know the guy wasn't cruising at 110? You know, so they knew that the Cooper was going faster. But, anyways, what I've got my main question about is these combines with these big headers covering up the whole road. Are they legal to be doing that?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so you're coming down the road, 100,000 pounds of hazardous product come over top of the hill. There's no place for you to go. And so you're in the wrong when you wipe that combine out, correct?
No, that's not necessarily. Depending on the width of the header and stuff, you know, that some of these loads should be having a pilot car. And, you know, they are required to move as far right as they can as practical.
That's fine and dandy, but I'm supposed to roll my truck just because somebody's too lazy to take their header off to go down the road?
Nope, we don't want nobody rolling their truck.
You know, I mean, that's what we're coming to on a lot of this stuff. These headers are, you know, a lot of them are big.
Well, in an ag state like North Dakota, what would be your alternative, Trooper? Right? I mean, they got to move the equipment.
You know, and, you know, I know those headers come off. I don't know what it takes to take one off, you know, or the time or effort it does. But if you're a local farmer just going from field to field, that's only a few miles away. I can probably see the benefit of not taking it off. But yet then there's also the risk that they're taking when they do enter the roadway.
Be careful out there, folks. Sherry in South Dakota, go ahead for Trooper Wade.
Hi. I am wondering about a turning. I have a turning question. I was turning on to a highway in town. The road was two lanes both ways. So there's an outside lane and an inside lane on both ways. So I'm going to turn out onto the highway making a left turn. Am I required to have both lanes cleared both ways? I know the left-hand side should be cleared both ways or it's going to hit you. But I was turning left, and so I looked right. And do I need to make sure both lanes are clear, the outside lane and the inside lane, before I make a left-hand turn? Or can I safely turn on the inside lane only and then, you know, the outside lane person coming just continues on? Or do I need to wait for that person and all the traffic on both lanes? Well, the right-hand lane, look to the right. Do I need to wait for both lanes of traffic, or can I safely turn on the inside lane turning left?
So you should be able to safely turn into that inside lane. One thing that I do when I am doing that, though, is when I'm making the turn, I try and see if I can actually see the driver in that outside lane, you know, because there's a lot of drivers out there right now that don't pay attention. So if I know I can make eye contact with them and they know that I'm turning in there, then I'll safely try and make that turn. But if I don't, then I'll wait for them. But, yeah, you should be able to safely and legally make that turn into the
area. They were about a block away, so of course I couldn't see the driver.
Yeah.
But then I looked to the left, and that was clear. And so then I looked to the right again and pulled out. And just as I was pulling out, it was an older driver, and I didn't see that, and they turned right into me.
We had quite the scenarios today on Trooper Talk. Thanks for the call very much. Another texter says it's a crazy, crazy day when somebody's complaining about a farmer driving from field to field producing the great agriculture that feeds America. Let's keep it in perspective, folks. Real quick, a few seconds to talk about winter driving and that first big snow comes and hits North Dakota. What's your best advice today, Trooper Wade?
The best advice always is going to be buckle up. Slow down, get rid of the distractions, increase your following distance. You know, and especially if you know the roads are going to be bad or you get a storm coming in, plan ahead. Also, our North Dakota Department of Transportation has a wonderful app,
and a wonderful website called ND Roads, where you can get road conditions, travel alerts, incidents. There's also cameras across the state that you can kind of view roads. You know, if you're going to go to Fargo from Bismarck.
A lot of good info out there. You're absolutely right. We're out of time. Thank you, Wade Ketterman. Trooper Talk and the book. See you tomorrow,
hey,
folks.
Hey, are you waiting just like me for the big news about President Trump's big announcement? Well, Newsmax has been one step ahead of the big media on Trump's next big move. That's why I go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. I also watch Newsmax TV at home or on the free Newsmax app on my phone. It's great. And I even get Newsmax magazine. That's right, Newsmax has a monthly magazine with writers like Bill O'Reilly, Ben Stein, Dr. Laura, and the real news you can't find anywhere else. The media won't tell you about Biden's radical agenda. Newsmax will. Newsmax magazine has over 700,000 monthly readers. And now it has a great offer for you. Sign up today and Newsmax will give you a free emergency radio worth $30. Federal agencies say every family should have an emergency radio. These days, you really need an emergency radio. So get it free with Newsmax magazine. Just call 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. And get the emergency radio free today. And watch Newsmax TV.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.